to forget how fragile a dual threat quarterback is in fantasy. Fragile in that one day they're crushing it, and the next day they're pocket passers, essentially. And you're losing that incredible floor that a dual threat quarterback has. Jalen Hurts is in a really interesting point in his career. You know, coming off a Super Bowl win, obviously. He's 27. He's in the prime of his career. This is the point when dual threat quarterbacks are kind of at their peak or near their peak or within 1 year of passing their peak. But the point is they're still in that rarefied air of the dual threat quarterback, at least the good ones, you know, the ones who are, you know, the Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen level. And I put Jalen Hurts in that category because he has been great, you know, averaging 20 plus points, fantasy points a game since he essentially became the full-time starter in 2021. That's pretty incredible. A big part of that was rushing touchdowns. And that's kind of the deceptive part of it, is that, you know, when you've got whatever it was, over 50 rushing touchdowns from 2021 to 2024, that goes a long way to boost your stats. And at some point, those rushing scores might not be sustainable. And then when that happens, you're left with the rushing yards and your passing prowess. Hurts' passing has been solid this year by Hotman. He's been terrific by all accounts, at least on the field. Statistically, you know, aside from the low interceptions, he hasn't been great. But he hasn't needed to in the past because the rushing stats are all that's needed. He entered yesterday still averaging over 20 points per game. Last night might be just a blip, and we just accept it and move on. A really rough blip for many managers, but still a blip. And yet, this is a guy whose rushing yardage when he started the season was, you know, right on par with where he needed to be, where he has been throughout his career. He was on pace for about 750 or so rushing yards. It looked like, and he had four scores, you know, the first four games, it looked like he was picking up where he left off the year before and the year before that and the year before that and so on. But those first four games in September have added up to more rushing yards than he's had since, in all the games since. And that's pretty telling. You know, when you've got a guy who has not exceeded 33 rushing yards in any game since week five, how many people could have imagined that was possible when you drafted Jalen Hurts? The numbers have still been solid because he's had some huge passing games, you know, a couple three-touchdown passing efforts, a four-touchdown passing effort that's made up for the lack of rushing yards and certainly of rushing attempts. He's not carrying the ball as much as he did early in the season. Early in the season, he had, 41? He averaged about 10 carries a game in his first four games of the season. Since then, he's averaged, I don't know, maybe six, five, something like that. It's been pretty low. And so when Hurts' passing attack isn't working, he no longer has the floor, at least for now, unless he gets a rushing score near the goal line, which is always doable. But he's prone to these kinds of disappointing games, and this is the worst of the disappointing. But there's been other games this year when he's essentially been non-startable. You know, he had about 11.5 points in week two against the Chiefs, 12 points against the Packers in week 10, 14.5, which is solid, but not exceptional against Detroit. In week 11, when managers pick Jalen Hurts as a top five preseason quarterback, of course you're going to have some disappointments, but you expect with someone like Hurts that there will be this consistent floor. And so a good question to ask right now is, does he still have a consistent floor? Maybe yesterday was a fluke. Maybe yesterday is something that we will quickly forget about when we get to the fantasy playoffs. But if the trend line is fewer carries, fewer rushing yards, then we can assume from that that there is 3-4 points that he's not getting per game, give or take, And those 3-4 points might separate him out from being just, you know, from near elite down to just startable. And when you get to the playoffs, if you're starting a quarterback who's just startable instead of near elite, you're probably starting off behind. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.